I feel the need.
The need for speed.
Take it back.
I'm dropping the hammer.
Now he came in Dukes of Hazzard, getting it digging like that, like Dale Jr.
Kick the tires and light the fire.
Good morning and welcome to the Tri-County Race Report, brought to you by Renner Wraps and Graphics. While two of the tracks saw action this weekend, one track took the Friday night off because they're going to have the fair races on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. When we return, we're going to head out to the home of Thursday Night Thunder, US 30 Speedway. This is the Tri-County Race Report, brought to you by Renner Wraps and Apparel.
Area racing teams, listen up. You want to look good, right? You want your car to look good, right? And you want to give cool stuff to your fans, right? So, you going to settle for this? Or would you rather have this? Renner Wraps and Graphics in Norfolk is all about... From cars to fire suits, helmets, crew shirts, banners, flags, and fan gear this season, it's Renner Wraps and Graphics in Norfolk. Find them on Facebook, online at RennerWrapsAndGraphics.com, or call 402-860-1147.
And welcome back to the Tri-County Race Report. Let's head out to the home of Thursday Night Thunder, US 30 Speedway. And we had the IMCA modified the Ground Pounders in the house on Thursday night. Here's the top three in your IMCA Sport Compacts in third. It was a double lot buckshot to coach Shannon Pospisil. Second went to the 24R of Dylan Richards. And the A-feature winner, give it up to the lady, the dirt-slinging diva of Duncan, Brooke Luckiger. Now on to your IMCA hobby stocks and all the finish of this one. It was interesting. Cameron Wilkinson, Jeff Ware, battle it out for the lead. Get together out of turn number four. They collect the 10A, the bad boy, Austin Bronner, and all three of them hit the outside wall out of turn number four at the checkered flag. When the smoke cleared and the dust settled, here's your top three. In third, it was a 5X to Terry Tritt. Second went to the 10A, the bad boy, Austin Bronner, and give the win to the killer, the 52, Cameron Wilkinson. Now on to your IMCA stock cars, and Mike Nichols, the six-time national champion in IMCA stock cars, was in the house on Thursday night. Here's your top three. In third, it was the 63, Mike Nichols. Second went to the 5, the shadow, Jason Wilkinson, and the A-feature winner. Breaking out for a win at US 30 Speedway, driving the killer B number 11, that is Chad Broom. Now on to your IMCA Northern Sport Mods. In third, it was the 16J of Justin Swoboda. Second went to the 16, his older brother, Austin Swoboda. And the A-feature winner, driving the 999, the Oz, Brian Ozentowski. Now on to the IMCA Modified, your Ground Pounders. Jared Hovelman came in the night undefeated. Was this a race that somebody could finally take the crown away from him? Let's see. Here's your top three. In third, it was the 8C of Chad Anderson. Second went to the 60, Stone Cold Anthony Roth. And the 8-feature winner. Make it five times in a row for the 15H of Jared Hovelman. Coming up on Thursday, July 13th at US 30 Speedway, it'll be Fan Appreciation Night with half-price admission and our added attraction, the Nebraska Mod Lights. When we return, I feel the need for speed. We're talking off-road speedway, and we were in the house on MyCentralNebraska.com TV, streaming the races live on Saturday for the Lynn Langenberg Memorial at the Off-Road Speedway. This is the Tri-County Race Report, brought to you by Renner Wraps and Apparel.
Area racing teams, listen up. You want to look good, right? You want your car to look good, right? And you want to give cool stuff to your fans, right? So, you going to settle for this? Or would you rather have this? Renner Wraps and Graphics in Norfolk is all about... From cars to fire suits, helmets, crew shirts, banners, flags, and fan gear this season, it's Renner Wraps and Graphics in Norfolk. Find them on Facebook, online at RennerWrapsAndGraphics.com, or call 402-860-1147.
Welcome back. Well, let's head off to the off-road speedway. I feel the need for speed. We were in the house streaming it live on MyCentralNebraska.com TV for the Lynn Langenberg Memorial at the off-road speedway. Here's the top three in your IMCA Sport Compacts. In third, it was a 22X of Dustin Action Jackson. Second went to the 2B, the dirt-slinging diva of Duncan, Brooke Luckiger, and the A-feature winner, driving a 21R, Ramsey Rampage Meyer. Now on to the top three in your IMCA hobby stocks. In third, it was the 10A of Austin Bronner. Second went to the 52, the killer, Cameron Wilkinson. And the 8 feature winner. Once again in victory lane at the off-road speedway, the 31K of Nate DeSivey. Now here's the top three in your IMCA stock cars. In third, it was the 525 of Kyle Wilkinson. Second went to the 1 of Sean Primrose. And the 8 feature winner from Neely, driving the 5, the Shadow, Jason Wilkinson. Now on to your IMCA Northern Sport Mods and a return to the 5K of Kyle Priner. As you know, he started off the year with the US MTS Mod Series, had a terrible rollover at the Adams County Speedway, decided to build himself another Sport Modified, and here's your top three. In third, it was the 1J of Colby Lightning Langenberg. Second went to the 5K Primetime Kyle Priner, and the 8 feature winner. Only the third night out on this new Razor chassis, the 98T of Tyler Iverson. Now on to your Bragging Rights Limited Late Models. In third, it was the 35 of Robert Osborne. Second went to the 14, the Young Gun Chase Osborne. And the 8 feature winner, driving the 3, Doug Tomahawk Tomka. While Off-Road Speedway will be closed the next 2 weeks, the regular night of racing returns on Saturday, July 29th. Well, like I said, the Boone County Raceway did not race on Friday night. They're going to have their fair races on Tuesday, July 11th, and Wednesday, July 12th. On Tuesday, July 11th, they'll have the Gatras, the Midwest Classic Stock Car Association, Stock Cars and Hobbies with added purse money. On Wednesday, July 12th, they'll have the Bragging Rights Limited Late Models, the IMCA Northern Sport Mods, your IMCA Sport Compacts, and the first time on the banks of Boone County Raceway, it will be the Sprint Series of Nebraska 305 Sprints with added purse money. Now on to the Renner Wraps and Graphics Tri-County Race Report Racer of the Week, and I'm going to give it to a lady, the 2B, the dirt slinging diva of Duncan, Brooke Fluckiger. This has been the Tri-County Race Report, brought to you by Renner Wraps and Apparel. Until next time, Nebraska, keep the racing to the track.
Area racing teams, listen up. You want to look good, right? You want your car to look good, right? And you want to give cool stuff to your fans, right? So, you going to settle for this? Or would you rather have this? Renner Wraps and Graphics in Norfolk is all about... From cars to fire suits, helmets, crew shirts, banners, flags, and fan gear this season, it's Renner Wraps and Graphics in Norfolk. Find them on Facebook, online at RennerWrapsAndGraphics.com, or call 402-860-1147.